Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it is in fact amazing grace that you welcome us back each time. Lord, we get lost, we go off into sin, we follow the wrong voice into destruction and damage for our own lives. And Lord, you chase us down and you bring us back and you show us love and forgiveness and mercy. Lord, thank you for that great gift. May our hearts and minds be open this morning to the word you have for us. Amen. So I was thinking about voices, and I think we live today in a noisy world. Endless stream of voices. And there's examples all over the place. Like the other day, I went out to the Apple Podcast app on my phone for my commute. And I was like, I'm going to find something new. And I scrolled for like 30 seconds, and I was like, enough. The list was just too long. It was just endless voice, endless option. And I was like, I got overwhelmed. I just closed it out. And we can see this all over the place. Who spends time on YouTube? I am notorious for that. You can go to YouTube on that homepage and you can scroll and you can scroll and you can scroll infinitely. And that YouTube engine will keep giving you new voices over and over and over. Go old school. Turn your TV on. Day and night. 24/7, there is a voice of news and entertainment coming through that television screen. Step into social media and things really get weird, right? Everybody, anybody can have a voice on social media. You need no credentials. And you can take your voice and you can literally send it to someone across the globe. And you can get their voice back to you. And so when we look at this, we look at our reality and we think about times where we follow our sinful nature into listening and following the wrong voices, we'd like to say, it's a volume issue. I can't help but listen. The voices are there. But looking at our text today, our Jeremiah text, and looking at the Bible as a whole, right, we can see this thing of following the wrong voice. It's not a present day problem. It's not isolated to present modern day context. Following the wrong voice goes all the way back to who? Adam and Eve, right? At the very time of creation. So our text this morning drops us into a conversation God's having with Jeremiah. God wasn't happy. The shepherds that were there, they were destroying and scattering God's people, the sheep of his pasture. Why was God angry at these false prophets? Because they were lying. They were deceiving. They were misleading the Israelites. And as Pastor Thompson mentioned, the worst thing you can do as a shepherd is divide your group. Section off your sheep to individual sheep. Isolate those sheep. The worst thing they can do is scatter this group because then it makes them vulnerable. It isolates them. Easy targets for predators. So these reckless shepherds with these false voices, they were taking God's word and they were twisting it and they were distorting it and they were leading God's people into sinful living and spiritual darkness. Made them prime pickings for Satan and all those that Satan worked through. And we see how much God hated this in the text. God spoke these cold and chilling words to these false shepherds. He said, behold, I will attend to you for your evil deeds. What does that feel like, an angry father? I'm going to deal with you in a minute. And we look at other translations, have it as, I'll pour out my judgment on you. I'll bestow punishment on you. God does not play around when it comes to shepherds twisting his word, misleading and endangering his people. These so-called spiritual leaders were supposed to be protecting God's people, corralling them, shielding them, but they were doing the very opposite. But let's not let the Israelites off the hook, right? Yes, they had voices of reckless shepherds. They had liars hanging all around them. But they also had two things. They also had good prophets, like Jeremiah, that were speaking the truth of God. And they also had free will. They knew the word of God. They knew the word of God through good prophets like Jeremiah. So they knew the truth, and they had free will at which to follow that truth. But they chose to follow the wrong voices. They could have followed God's perfect voice, God's perfect voice of truth, but they chose to follow the other voices in their lives. And we're in Jeremiah 23, right? Look at all the chapters before, 1 through 22, and we see this thing playing out. God puts his word before the people hear the word, and they repeatedly choose to go the other way. God kept putting it there, and they kept choosing to ignore it. So, these Israelites, they were not innocent victims of their circumstances. And the hard truth is today, in our world we live in today, that's noisier than ever, we too are not innocent victims of our circumstances. Like the Israelites, we have God's word. We have it in truth. We have free will. Plus, we have that third person of the Trinity, right? That Holy Spirit dwelling within us. That perfect Holy Spirit dwelling within us that God said is with us as our guide, our lead, our wisdom, our protector. So this begs the question, what are we listening to these days? In truth, what voice do we hear and follow with our whole heart, soul, and mind on a daily basis? Or look at it this way. Let's say someone was able to shadow you, or me, was able to shadow us 24/7, 5 days a week. What voice would they say you're following? What voice would they say guides you on how you treat other people? What voice is helping you choose between right and wrong? What voice leads you through conflict? What voice affects your feelings and thoughts about tomorrow? What voice walks you through tragedy and violence? And what voice speaks to you about your individual value and worth? These are tough questions, right? If you're like me, you're kind of cringing at the answer to those questions. Because you and I, we get off track all the time. All these voices around us, you and I follow the wrong voice all the time. We know God's voice, but we elevate those other voices above his so easily, especially when they come in bulk, high volume, and especially when they endorse some sinful nature, especially when they endorse something that I know is wrong, but I still like to do it. There is one real voice of truth in our lives. And it's not things like the U.S. Constitution. It's not things like the news and media. It's not a political party. It's not a neighbor that lives next door. It's not any CEO, athlete, or celebrity. And it is most certainly not the word that comes from my own sinful flesh. Your opinion is not the source of truth and authority in your life. My opinion is not the source of truth and authority in my life. The real voice of truth and authority comes from God Almighty. God is the ultimate authority. Every other voice is at best secondary to our God's voice. Now, thumb through the pages of the Old Testament, you'll see where God's people lived sinfully. And God allowed them to feel portions of his wrath. Not his full wrath, but allowed them to feel portions of his wrath. And sometimes human beings need that, right? We sinful human beings, we need to sometimes feel the sting of our sinful living because then it makes it real for us and we see the harm of our sinful living. But even though God gave them portions of his wrath to turn them back to him, he still showed them love. And we see that in the text, how the text ended today in the section we read. It said this, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. And in his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. That righteous branch that our God spoke of there is our Lord Jesus. God sent Jesus into the world, into creation, as a human being, then to save people then and to save people now. Jesus stepped into the world as the one voice of truth before all creation, so that all creation could turn to him and be saved by him, be forgiven by him, be loved by God Almighty through him. Because we know Jesus didn't come just to speak, right? He didn't just come to say some wise things. Jesus came to die. Jesus came to rise. And Jesus has promised to come back again. He came to give up his life for the sinners, backsliders, and fools like you and me that follow the wrong voice all the time. He came to give his life so that you and I could live forever. Forever with him. Now, God's not happy when we follow the wrong voices and we walk willingly and unwillingly into sin. God's not happy with that. But when we do that, God says, return. Just like that picture, God chases us down. And God says, I'm going to restore you. I'm going to build you back up. I love you. You are my child. I want you to be with me forever. That is how great our God is. Even when we get lost, he finds us. Now, this world we live in is not going to get any quieter. It's probably just going to get louder, right? There's probably going to be more voices the more we go on in time. And there will be moments when we get caught up in it. There will be moments when we get off track, especially when something big happens and emotions are running high. Which is why every day we need to take time to stop, to rest, and to think about what voices am I following in my daily life. We need to really ask ourselves, is the voice that I am listening to, is the voice that I am following, is it scattering the flock or is it collecting it under Jesus? Is the voice that I am following leading me to confession every day, or is that voice saying, you're good as is? Is that voice that I'm listening and following, is it telling me that my sins are too great for God to forgive? Or is that voice telling me that I am forgiven and loved through Christ? Is the voice I am listening to me telling me I'm a lost cause? Or is that voice telling me I'm a beloved, baptized, cherished child of God's family? Amidst all the noise, brothers and sisters, listen for God's word. Listen for God's voice. And you may say, well, practically speaking, how? Right here. Between these two covers is God's voice. God speaks to us between these two covers. So we go to this and we go to communities like this that will take this book and open it up and we'll read it in its truth, even the stuff that stings, but most importantly, the stuff that builds us back up and gives us hope. When life knocks us down, when life tells us we're a lost cause, when life tells us we're worthless, we go back to God's word, word of truth. I came across a story recently that I think beautifully illustrated this, reading this big book called Tales of a Tardy Ox Cart. I don't know what the name means, by Charles Swindell. It's all these little stories, but it had this story in here that I think captured this really, really well, and I want to read that. It's about the American Banking Association, and talks about tellers, so that shows you it ages that story a little bit, right? Actually talks about paper money. So the American Banking Association once sponsored a two-week training program to help bank tellers detect counterfeit bills. The program was unique. Never during the two-week training did the tellers even look at a counterfeit bill, nor did they listen to any lectures concerning the characteristics of counterfeit bills. All they did for 2 weeks was handle authentic currency, hour after hour, day after day, until they were so familiar with the true that they couldn't possibly be fooled by the false. We need to study and meditate on and apply God's word and be in God's word and be so familiar with it that we're not fooled when those false voices come around. May our ears, our hearts, and our minds be daily tuned in to our Lord God. May we open the pages of this every day and live in the hope that it gives us, live in the love that it gives us, and reminds us that this place we're in now is temporary. Temporary. An eternal life awaits where all the stuff we tangle with here will be gone. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your voice continues to speak in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you sent our Savior Jesus into this world as your voice in the flesh to speak to us your truth, to show us that we are loved, to show us that when we get off track, you chase us down and you bring us back and you restore us and you pick us back up. Lord, keep our hearts and minds trained on you until we see you face to face, and restore us each day with the hope that there is a better eternal life to come where we will rest with you forever. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.